Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Omud, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, Im Shel Shem Meis Zeshe Ola Olav Hagoril Azozel V'chuli. What is this referring to? We could like to look back at the Mishnah just for a short moment. The Mishnah was on Samach Beis Omud Aleph at the beginning of the new Perek, where the Mishnah, after a few lines, if we go down to the Imi Shehigra, when we go down 5-6 lines, the line begins, Vimi Shehigra Meis Yovi Zug Acher V'Yagril Aleim Betchila. If after the Hagrola took place, one of the two of the animals of the Seirim died, what you have to do is you have to bring a new pair and you have to start a new Hagrola. Well, that's fine. Match the Hagrola Meis, next one. Vimi Shehigra Meis. Okay. And he should say, "Im shall shame mess ze shahola olav hagodol Hashem yiskayim tachtov." That the language of the Mishnah is not precise, because it's not for Yom. It's not that he says, "Im shall shame mess."
He knows
exactly, but rather Rashi says, "Im shall shame mess." If the one of the two that died was the Sar Hashem Yoimar, then he should say, now we have a new set. The one that has been decided that is Goyel Hashem is Yiskayim Tachtov, should now be the substitute for the Shem that died. On the other hand, if the one that died of the first set was that Azazel, then he should say, then the brand new one that we just took now for the Azazel, that should be its substitute. So what happens now is, Rabbi say, we have three animals altogether. We have the remaining animal from the first set, we have two animals from the second set. Let's make our life easy. Let's assume that it's unfortunately the Azazel that died, and now we're left with the first Shel Shem, and now we are left as well with a new pair, which includes a Shem and an Azazel. Okay, so the Azazel will replace the original Azazel. The first Azazel died. But now I got two which are L'Shem. Which one should I use now? Obviously, one I'm going to use for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Avodah, and one of them is something else is going to happen to it. So our Mishnah tells us, Vasheni Yirad Shiyistayev V'Yimachav Yiplu Davo Davo. You know what we'll do with the second one? The second one is going to be Roeh. Why is it Roeh? After all, normally we hold Chomish Chatois Meis Sois. And therefore says the Mishnah, She'ein Chatos Tzibar Meis, because we're not talking about a Chatos Yochav, we're talking about a Chatos Tzibar. Shekoyach Rav Shai. There's one problem, however. The Mishnah just says, Vasheni Yirah. Which one is the Sheni? In other words, one of them is going to be brought for the carbon. If the Azazel, the one that died, the new Azazel will replace the first Azazel. But since I was Magrel and I took a new two animals, a new set, I have two Lashems. I have the original Lashem and I have the new Lashem. So the Mishnah says, Hasheni Yira, Mazel Tov. But which one is the Sheni? Is the Sheni the remaining one from the first set? Or is the Sheni the new one from the second set? So when we learn the Mishnah, Rashi tells us, "Ub migamar mafarish ezehu sheni, em sheni shebezug sheni, em sheni shebezug rishain." The Gemara will explain. Why didn't Rashi go and explain in the Mishnah? Because as we'll see now in the Gemara, it's in fact a machlokes. Now it's the Tanakam that holds sheni yira, shein chata sima mesa. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Yehuda holds that it does go lemisa tomus after all. Good. Now getting back to our Gemara. Omer Rav, 6 lines from the top of the Omer Samach Dalet Omer Aleph. Omer Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishoin Yikrav. In other words, we have left over one of the two of the original Zug. In our example, we took for granted, we took as the assumption that it was the Azazel that died. So I have now a Sheni, which is the Lashem from the Zug Rishoin Yikrav. That should be brought for the carbon, like it was intended initially. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. When the Tanakhama in our Mishnah said Sheni Yira, he's referring to the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. Because after all, I don't really need that sheni. The only reason why I'm bringing the sheni is because you have to do a new hagrola according to the Tana of our Mishnah. You remember we had Reb Shimon yesterday that said that hagrola loy ma'akvan. You don't have to go and do a new hagrola. Just go and bring one more. But that's not the way the majority opinion is. The majority opinion is you always have to have hagrola. Fine, I have an hagrola, but I have an extra sheni. I have an extra lashem. Okay, it goes li'ira. When Rabbi Yochanan Omar, just the opposite. Sheni shebezagri shoyin yira. Basically, what we're saying is that since the azazel of the first set died, that whole set is nidche, and therefore forget about him, and we start from square one. And what's square one? We do a new hagrala. We have a new set of behemoths, and of the new set of behemoths, one is going to be the replacement azazel, and the other one is going to be the replacement lashem, because we're not going to use the first set after all. What is the basis of the machlekes? Rav Sava Bali Chaim Einan Nidochin. Rav Yechanan Sava Bali Chaim Nidochin. Oh, very, very simple machlekes. We have over here, once again, the Azazel died. I have Lashem remaining. Says Rav, even though temporarily I cannot bring that Lashem. Why not? Because I have to wait for a new Hagrola. Fine, I gotta wait. But Lamaisa, that Balchai, the one that is still alive, the one Lashem, it's not Nidcha. It could be that it's suspended temporarily until we make the brand new Hagrola. But it doesn't become Nidcha, ejected, rejected, and dejected. Rather, it's just temporarily on hold. And therefore, you cannot go and be Matchit. And when you bring the new set, I've accomplished the Hagrola, that first remaining animal from the first set will be installed as the Sor Lashem. Rabbi Yochanan Sabar, Balei Chaim are Nidochin. Sorry, once that first Lashem was Nidcha as a result of the fact that its peer, the second one, the Lazozel, died, so then it's Nidcha and you cannot reuse it. It now is going to go to Yirat Shisai. Frank, you want my time with the Rav? What's the basis of Rav's halacha that Rav says that a Baal Chai ain't a nidcha? Tiyalim mechusar zman. He learns like a mechusar zman. What means mechusar zman? Every single carbon when it's born, the first 7 days you cannot bring it for a carbon. So for the first 7 days, it was not ro'i to be brought for a carbon. Or using the terminology of the Gemara, it was nidcha. You couldn't use it. On day number 8, all of a sudden you can use it. Oh, says Imam Mechusas Man, Lab Afagav the Hashta Loichozi, even though initially, for the first week, you could not use it. Ki Hoder Mechse Shapidami. After 8 days, on the 8th day and further, it is now Roy to bring for a carbon. Hakanami, the same thing as Loishna. Same Allah applies over here, that even though temporarily it's out of commission because its partner died, fine. After we do the new Hagrala, it'll be reinstated to its former position of glory as the Sor Lashem. Frank Dimar Midomi, how can you compare the two cases? In the case of the Mechusar Zman, this Mechusar Zman was never ro'i to be brought for a carbon. For the first 7 days, it's not a carbon. When will it become ro'i to become a carbon? On day number 8. So it's not pshat that it was nidcha. It was never nidcha. It was just never in the parasha yet. Once it gets into the parasha on day number 8, shoyim, from that point on, it's nira all along. Hach, in our case, it was nira v'nidcha. Here it's worse. Why is it worse? Because it started off as a kosher sor l'Hashem, but as soon as Azazel died, boom, so this has been now suspended. So therefore, perhaps, you cannot learn from the inyan of Mechusar Zman that you can reawaken it and reinstate it. Once it's nidcha, maybe it's nidcha forever, like Rabbi Yochanan learns. Ella says, well, you know what? Forget about Mechusar Zman. I have a brand new Mekar. What happens to every animal that gets a mum? If it's a permanent mum, then you can't bring it for a carbon anymore. And you're going to have to be potent and take the money and use it for a new carbon. However, what happens if you have a Baal Mum Oiver? It temporarily had a mum, not a permanent mum. So during that period of time that it has a temporary mum, you cannot bring it for a carbon. But once it gets healed, it's reinstated a regular, normal carbon. Even though now temporarily you cannot use it because it has a balmum, it's a balmum. However, when it gets healed, then shapadam, you agree with me, then it's a, back to its original status as a kosher carb. So hachanami, the same thing over here, loishna. And here perhaps it's even less than that, because we're not talking about anything inherent or intrinsic in the animal itself. It's just this external factor that it lost its partner, la'azazel. So as soon as we have 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, hagrola, and we're going to have two new animals, shine, it'll be reinstated to its former position of glory. Zok Gemara, okay, I like that makor of Rav, but I want to know, are you sure that a balmum oiver in fact is reinstated to its original position? Maybe once an animal gets a mum, maybe that's it. Who says? What's the rai that a balmum oiver gets, in fact, it's that it's nibcha v'nira, or nira v'nibcha? How do you know that we go and take it back once again?
What does balmum over mean?
Okay, balmum, you know what that means?
Yeah.
Over means that it's a temporary mum. That's going to leave the scene shortly.
It's passing over.
Passing over.
That's what, and the mum is over. We're over. It's over.
It'll soon be over.
Yeah, I kind of got that. All right, get it.
Over.
Idiomatically, I wasn't on the side.
You're doing fine. V'as v'nolan, how do I know? The Siv says in the Pasuk, Ki moshkasam behem mum bam lo yeratzu lachem. If you look on the side and number 2, you have a more extensive pasuk. Umiyad benecho lo yisakrivu eslechem lekechem mikol eile. This pasuk follows after a number of enumerated behemoths that had mumim. So don't bring a carbon that has a mum. Ki moshkasam behem mum bam. Lo yiratzu lechem. If it has a mum, don't bring it. Now we have two lishonos. Ki moshchasam behem. The hashchasa means the mum that is in them. Mum bum is the mum that's in them. Lo yiratzu lechem. You cannot use it. So both the behem and the bum are synonymous terms. Both are saying that the behema has in it a problem. It has in it a problem of a mum. But the pasuk uses the expression behem, and he uses the expression bum, and we'll see what differences that make as we go into the Gemara. So, how do I know that by a bal mum oiver, that means a bal mum which is temporary, that it can be reinstated? As long as the mum is still present in the animal, then lo yiratzu lecha. However, once the mum leaves the scene, yiratzu, then you can use it after all. Ah, so that's why you need that extra mum bum. It's only when the mum is still intact, then it's leiratzu. After that, you can use it once again. Is the Chayyim Rav as an excellent basis for his view that a bal chayim cannot be nidcha? It cannot be permanently nidcha. In our case of the soir, even though it was suspended temporarily, but it can be reinstated. So what is Rabbi Yochanan do with that raya from the case of the bal mum oiver? For Rabbi Yochanan miet rachmana behem, heim hu dechi ovar muman yeratzu hakolad dichuyin ha'oil v'nidchu nidchu. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I agree with Rav by the case of the bal mum oiver, because that's why the pasuk taka says bohem and bam. As long as the hashchos, as long as the mum is present in this animal, leiratzu lecha. But once that bam goes away, then you can go and use it. I agree. However, the fact that the pasuk also says ki moshchasam bohem, that's a miut to say heim hu dechi over mumen yiratzu. Only by the balmum oiver is there this concept of reinstatement. Hakol dichuyim, all other animals which have been suspended temporarily, such as the case of our soir lahashem, which has been suspended because of the fact that the azazel died, and I have to do a brand new hagrola, hal v'nidchu, nidchu. Once they are passed over, that's it, boys. You don't bring them back. You don't reinstate them. It's a special din on balmum oiver because of the word bohem. So the Chayyim of Yochanan has a good point. Why does the pasuk have to repeat this bohem? For Rava, who behem be'inayuhu to loy meratzi. Hayidei taruvis meratzi. Says Rav, I also use the word behem for a totally different drasha, to tell you the din of taruvis. Taruvis means what happens if they shechted this korban bal mum in the Beis HaMikdash without realizing that it had a mum, and they shechted at the same time other kosher animals that Baruch Hashem did not have a mum, and only subsequently did someone realize, uh-oh, you went and shechted that animal that was there in the corner there that had the red feet to it. Do you know that that animal was a bal mum? I didn't know. Oy, 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 let's get it out. It's not a kosher animal. Unfortunately, by that time, parts of the animal had gotten mixed with a vorim, parts of a kosher animal. And now I'm in trouble. I don't know which one is the kosher one, which one is the not kosher one. So says Rav, that min ha-toyra, the only iser of bringing a bal mum over, if it's be'en, that you can see with your own eyes and you can identify and say, yo, yo, that's bal mum over. However, Aide Teruvis, once it's already mixed up with other Eivorim, Maratza, then you could use it even on the Mizbeach and bring it for a cart. Where do I find this? Get it now, like within the Mishnah. A Mishnah Mesech the Zvachim. State the Mishnah Zay. Eivorim Tamimim, be Eivorim Bali Mumim. If you had a mixture of Eivorim Tamimim of a normal kosher animal, and we're talking about here a carbon oila, because if we were talking about any other carbon, we wouldn't be referring to the Eivorim, because Eivorim normally, of most carbonas, are eaten. The only time that we talk about Yerotzu, whether you put them on the Mizbeach, is only in the case of a carbon oila. So you have a number of carbonas oila, which are all tamimim, all are givalik. Beivorim bali mumen. From Lashon of our Gemara, it sounds like plural on both parts, that you have multiple Eivorim of tamimim and multiple Eivorim of bali mumen. However, the way Rashi learns, we're talking about that the Balmum was in the minority. It was one Balmum that got mixed up with a number of Evorim Tamimim. Okay, so what happens now? Reb Lezer Oimer, in Korev HaRoshul Echamehem, if the Rosh of one of them was already brought on the Mizbeach, Yakrivu Kol HaRoshin Kulan, then you can go and already bring Lechatchila all the other Roshin, and you can rush them onto the Mizbeach without any qualms, without any hesitation. And similarly, Krov Shel Echad Mehem, if the Krov, if the legs, or for that matter, any other parts of the anatomy of the animal already brought on the Mizbeach, Yakriva Kol HaKaraim Kula, and then you can go and bring all the others from the other animals and also put them on the Mizbeach. Why does Reb Elezer hold you out to go and put them on the Mizbeach? L'choyre, isn't this a Sofik D'Oraisa? I don't know which one happens to be from the kosher animal. I don't know which one is from the balmum, which for purposes of a carbon is a non-kosher animal. And that being the case, Freik de Gemara, or Zok de Gemara, how does Reb Elezer know that if you already brought one, that you can go and bring all the others on the Mizbeach? So Rashi explains, because Reb Elezer holds that since we're talking about a situation where the balmum is no longer be'en, but rather it's mixed up and mixed in with the Eivorim of other animals, of other Kabanois, the Torah didn't give you an Isser of a Baal Mum unless it's Be'em. How do I know? Because it has to be Dafka Mashchasam Bohem, that I can point to it and say, yeah, this is a Basel animal because it has a Mum on it. However, once the animal has been Geshachted, and now all of the heads have been mixed together, as well as all of the other Eivorim mixed together, there's no way of differentiating between one and the other, says Reb Elezer, in HaTorah, there's no longer any Isur, and even if you weren't Makrib Roishel Echad Mehen, you could take all of them and put them on the Mizbeach, because it's no longer Ben. However, Reb Elezer says that Midrabonon, if you have not put the Roish of any one of them on the Mizbeach yet, Midrabanan don't bring any of these karbanis, they're all going to be a suffix possible. However, if one of the roishim was ready on the Mizbeach, Midrabanan, I'm going to be toila that roish is of the bad guy, of the Baal Mum, so it's already on the Mizbeach, it's already too late, so then I might as well put all the rest on the Mizbeach as well, because I'll be toila that all of the rest are from the normal tamimim, the kosher animals.
Shouldn't that depend on if the mum was in the head, let's say, and it was visible, and you can identify which one it is?
If it's visible, it's visible. Here we're talking about it's teruvus and it's not visible. Okay. If you look at Rashi towards halfway down, let's start off with the Rashi, Evorim. So Rashi, Evorim shel oila tmima shenisarvu behen evore balas mum achas. One balas mum got mixed up with the oilas, the oilas tmimais. Im korav aroish shel echem mehem koydim shel gishu bedaver. If they already were makriv, they shouldn't have been makriv the roish because they should have realized that it's a balmum. But nobody knew, nobody realized. After they put the roish on top of the mizbeach, then someone spoke up and said, hey, remember there was an animal there in the corner, we specially left it there because that was the balmum, we weren't going to use it. What happened to it? Really? I was sure that that was a tamum. We shechted it. It's really, it's mixed in. So what do I do now? Since one of the roishim is already on the mizbeach, yakriva kol roishim kolam, the toilin ho iser ba'oise shekarev kvar. And we're going to be toil of the Isser, we're going to say, in all likelihood, the Isser is already on the Mizbeach. Betalim Makula. Why are we being Mekel? Toil Venis Arvu, since it's mixed in, Ein Kansavik Isser Deraisa Lemez Lechumra. There's no longer an Isser Deraisa. Tolay Yashira Tayra Alein Elkishain Ba'atzman. The only Isser by Balmum is if it's Ba'atzman that it's recognizable. Shinemer Bohem. However, once it gets mixed in, I can't tell which one is which. Then min ha-toyre, there's no longer any iser. There is an iser to Rabbanim, says Reb Lesser. So you know what? If you didn't put any on the mizbeach yet, then don't. However, if one of them is already on the mizbeach, then you can go and schlep all the rest as well, because we'll be toyre. That the ones on the mizbeach is the bad guy, is the balmum, and therefore you could put all the rest. That's Reb Lesser. And that's what Rav holds. That's what Rav says, that the Bohem comes to tell you, the Einayu v'loy al-dei Terubis, and not like Rabbi Yochanan that learned the Bohem to go and tell you that only by the Balmum Oiver will we reinstate the animal. Masha'enkan by any other animal that is Nitcha, once it's Nitcha, that's it, we won't reinstate. V'chacham Maimrim, afil akoravu kulan chutz mi'achem ehen, Yetzel basis Chum go totally in the other direction, and they say, what happens if Marshall, we had 10 animals, one of them was a balmum, 9 of them were kosher, afil akoravu kulan chutz mi'achem ehen, and even if 9 heads are on the mizbech, and 9 heads are better than 1, better than 1, 9 for sure, better than 1. 9 animals, 9 heads are already on the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, they got 1 left. Do not put that 1 on the Mizbeach. Because the Chachamim respectfully disagree with Reb Elazar, and they don't hold the Distrasha of Bohem, and they hold that even Terubis, it remains Osir, 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 and therefore, it remains a Sufik Deraisa, so which one is on the Mizbeach, which one is not. Take the rest of them, Yetzel, Beis, for whatever's left, out of Beis Sreifa, and it's possible. Fine. So this is how Rav learns the Bohem, to tell you the din of the end, V'loyai Terubis, like Rebbe Lesser. The Idach, and what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree with Rav's drasha. I agree with Rebbe Lesser. I agree that Staka only Beinayu V'loyai Terubis. However, Idach Nafkalemi Bam Bohem. After all, the word in the pasuk is mashchasam behem mum bam. We could have said ki mashchasam bam mum bam. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlomim switch from behem to bam or bam to behem? To go and tell you, no chazach. One halach is behem to tell you the din of only by bali mum oiver. Do I say that it can be nearer than nidche? All other animals, once they're dochoi, it's dochoi forever. That's one drasha. And by the fact that it says bom, bohem, in other words, that change in sprach, this change in language, comes to say the second halacha of the end, v'loi ayidei takus. The idach, what does Rav say to this? Bom, behem, lidarsha. He doesn't hold that there's such a meaningful difference between bom and behem. And therefore, he only learns this second drasha, the drasha of the end, v'loya de teruvis. He doesn't learn the first drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, the dafka over here. Heim hu dechi avar muman yirata. Rokal dechui na'i el v'nidchu, nidchu. Right. Freiti mori yasol rahav. Nehi nami de bali chayim eini nidochen. Iboi hai nakrev, iboi hai nakrev. Meaning, we have in our Mishnah that one of the two is going to be brought for a carbon, and one of the two will be Yira, according to the Tanakh. So we have machloek between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which one is the Sheni, which one are we going to bring, and which one is going to be Yira. Zefai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that there's a din of nidcha, that once the animal is pushed aside, it cannot be reinstated, then I understand very, very well that the only one that I can possibly bring would be the sheni shebizug sheni. I don't have a choice, because the sheni shebizug rishon has been pushed aside, finished, you can't bring it anymore, so it's going to be here. But according to Rav, what did Rav say? Rav says that ein bali chai mitochem, and therefore I can use a remaining animal from the zug rishon. But at the same time, I can also use the animal from the zug sheni. So then why don't I say that the kohen gadol has discretion? He can go and choose it out. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Take the first one, take the last one. Rav, nihinami de bali chaim, ein nidochem, iboy hai nakrib, iboy hai nakrib. Why did it say in the Mishnah, use one and the sheni is going to be yira? And we're saying in particular, Rav says, what does the sheni mean? One could theoretically have learned neither like Rav nor like Rabbi Yochanan and said, use one out of the two, and whichever one is the remaining one, that one will be Yira. Because after all the Mishnah says is Sheini Yira. It doesn't say which one is the Sheini. So Rav Taka learns that the first one of the first Zug, use it, because although it was Nitcha, it's Chazav and Nira, you can use it. And the animal of the Zug Sheini, that's the one Yira. One could learn just the opposite, like Rabbi Yochanan learned, that Sheini Shebizug Rishon Yira, and the Sheini Shebizug Sheini Yikra. And now you can learn a third pshat, that bring either one, either the remaining animal from the Zug Rishon, or from the Zug Sheini, and whichever one you don't use, that will be the Sheini, that will be the remainder, the remainder, or the remaining one.
The rejected one.
Rejected, you're only using one, the one that you're not using. And therefore, the one that you're not using, that will be the one that will be Yira. So, why does Rav say Davka that you're going to use the Sheini Shebizug Rishon? Rav could have said, whichever one you use, and whichever you don't use, that will be Yira. Just either one. Omer Rav, Rav Savalak Rav Yosi. Rav holds like Rav Yosi. Omer Mitzvah Berishon. This should be very familiar to you because we had this Gemara back on Shabbos, where the Gemara had the exact same Masul Matan, the same Limut. What does Rav Yosi hold Mitzvah Berishon? Rav Yosi holds that when you have a choice between two, always take the first one. And therefore, our case here, the first one is the Sheini Shebizug Rishon, the remaining animal from the first Zug after the Azazel died. The remaining one was that animal from the Zug Rishon, Mitzvah Rishon.
What do you mean, this is sometimes?
We're going to talk about that in a moment too. Talking about Hai Rav Yosi, which Rav Yosi are you referring to? In Aim Rav Yosi, the Kupais, the Halacha of Rav Yosi in the case of the Kupais. What's the case of the Kupais? They're not. We learn back in Masechta Shkolim, three times a year. Prois HaChag, Prois HaPesach, Prois HaTzeres, that means 2 weeks before the Yontif, they would go and take the funds, the coins in the Lishka, and they would go and be toning them, they would take them from the Lishka and put them into three boxes. And each box was quite large, it had the volume of three saw. So what does it say? Sholish Kupoitz, Sholish Soim, Shebehen Torim in Esalishka, that three times a year, they would take three boxes, and they would fill up the three boxes, each one that had the volume of three saw, and they would fill them up with coins. And now these three boxes of coins, they would be set aside and be used for the next interim period until the next Yom Tov, for the purchase of all the communal karbonis that are going to be used on a regular basis, such as the carbon tzmidim of every day, the carbon safim of Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Okay, so what's the halach? The sholish kubish, sholish soin, shebehen terminus halishka, the cost of a land. The gizborim would make sure to write on the boxes, aleph, beis, gimel. 1, 2, 3, ABC. What's the reason for that? Betani Umar Byoisi, I'll tell you why. Loma Kosvalayan Aleph Bas Kimal. Lay the Aizman Nitrima Rishain. Lahavi Haimena Rishain. Shemitsuma Rishain. Ah, says Rabbi Yosi, we're talking setting aside now three boxes for the next few weeks or months until the next Yom Tov. tak emes v'yatsiv. However, if I don't write aleph beis gimel, sometimes the kohanim are going to take from box one, and sometimes in box two, and sometimes in box three. And I want them to take from box one before they take from box two, and box two before from box three. Why? Mitzvah Barishan, once you've put in coins in the first box, okay, so those coins are ready, willing, and able to be used for the purchase of karbanos. Use those first. The second one only came in 5 minutes later, a minute later, 10 minutes later, whatever. But the point is, those are the Rishon, use those first. Ah, so same thing over here. I have my Sor that is left over from the first set. I have now a brand new Sor Lashem from the second set. Mitzvah Barishan, use the first one. Oh, sounds good. So Kimura, what's the right? Omishani Hosan did the idnot is chazi kamaiso, lo is chazi bas raiso. There's a difference between that case and our case. Because in that case, as soon as the first kupa was filled up with coins, it was ready to go. The Gezborim, the Kahanim, could now use the coins in that box to go and purchase karbanos. The other coins in the next box were only filled up a minute later, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later. It takes time to go and fill up such a large box. They were only ready a few minutes later. And the third box was, of course, only ready a few minutes later than that. So that being the case, the beginning of the Schazi Kamaisa, when the first box and the monies in the first box were ready, the Schazi Basaisa, the second one was not ready, and the third one certainly not ready. But in our case, both Seirim became ready at the same time. What does that mean that they both became ready at the same time? Because you can only shecht the Seir LaHashem after you've done the Matan Domim of the pot. You remember from earlier Mishnayos that we learned that first you took the par, you went and you shechted the par, you had someone who was mamaris the dam, he went and stirred the blood so it shouldn't congeal. In the meantime, Shnel, they brought in the ketoidus lefnai v'lefnem. After the ketoidus was finished, the person came out, the kohen gadol came out, he took the dam apart, and he spritzed it lefnai v'lefnim. He came out from lefnai v'lefnim, from the Kodesh Kedoshim, put down the dam apart onto a kan, some sort of pedestal, and left it there. And then Shnel went to go and shecht the Seirim, the Sor Lashem, not the Seirim, the Sor Lashem. And then he took the blood from the Sor Lashem, and he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim and brought the blood out, like we've learned in the past. So the only time that we're going to go and do the Shechita Sasoir is only after the Matan Dam of the Par. So says the Gemara, what happened over here? I had here that the La'azazel passed away, died. I have now the remaining Soir LaHashem. That Soir LaHashem I cannot bring yet. When am I going to have to bring it? When I do my new Hagrola. Okay, I'm going to do the new Hagrola, and after I do the new Agrola, now I have two Soir LaHashem and one to replace the old Lazazel. Can I go and use either one yet for purposes of the Korban Soir LaHashem? And the answer is no. Both of them are going to have to wait out there in the Azara, or in there in the Azara, until after the Kohen does the Matan Dam of the Par. As soon as the Matan Dam of the Par is over, then the Kohen Gadol is going to come out and say, which one should I use? And that's when we're going to have the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ah, Zokto Vimara, Rav says, take the Rishon. That Rishon is not a Rishon, because that Sor LaHashem only becomes activated now. It only becomes roi to be brought as a carbon at the very same moment that the second Soir LaHashem is ready to be brought. Because even after the Hagrola, you can't shecht it yet. You gotta wait until after the Matan Dam HaPar. That being the case, Rishon and Shani were both Rishon at the same time. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Yossi would hold in a case like this that you don't say, take the Rishon or the Shani Shibazug Rishon, but you do either one. Iboy Hainakrib, Iboy Hainakrib. Let's look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid. That's in the case of the boxes. That you filled up the first box, you didn't go and put any monies yet in the second box. Aval Hai, lo yischazi kama ad yischazi basra. In our case, we have the se'irim. You cannot use the first soyer until the second soyer is ready, is also ro'i to be brought. She'afal pi shehigril olav, even though you did the hagrol already half an hour ago or whenever it was. Ein ro'i bishachet. There's some David. Please put yourself on mute. David Fishman, please put yourself on mute. He doesn't hear me because he's talking the phone. Sha'avu bi shehigrom olav eine ro'i lishochet ala achrim matan dam hapar. You can't go and shecht it until after the dam hapar has been brought and has been spritzed. Lefnai v'lefnit. U'betoich kach meis chaveray. And during this interval, the second animal, meaning the azazel animal, died. And then they brought a new set, and they were magre. By the time we're ready to do the shechita sasor, both seirim are ready, willing, and able to be brought for the sar Hashem. So neither of them is really a rishay, neither of them is an achrein. Both of them are now kosher and ro'i simultaneously. And thus, Freitas Big Morin said that if that's the case, maybe even Rabbi Yossi would agree. And therefore says Igmar, you know, you're right. Ella says Igmar, Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Rather, it's Rabbi Yossi of Karban Pesach. What's the Rabbi Yossi of Karban Pesach? The sign you learned in a brisa. Ha mafresh pischa, a person was mafresh is Karban Pesach. The Ovad. And unfortunately, that set that he set aside for the Karban Pesach, but kemachta, later, it ran away. And he quickly was mafreshe, second one. And it's talking about even if he was mafreshe before chatzois. The Yachan Limtarishan, Baruch Hashem, we found the first one before chatzois. David Fishman, kindly put yourself on mute because we hear the noise. Zokti Yimara, the Yachan Limtarishan, Barishnein Oimdim. Both of them are standing now. Meaning, Yitaka lost the first one, Karban Pesach, 10 o'clock in the morning of Erev Pesach. We quickly were mafresh a new one at 10:30. By 11 o'clock we found the old one. So now it's 12:01, which is the theoretical first possible time that you can go and check the Karban Pesach. And guess what? I got now two Karban Pesachs. Which one should I use? Both of them became ro'i now, because before 12 o'clock, neither of them was ro'i. So this is a case which is virtually on all fours with the case of our Mishnah, that the two Sar Lashems are now ready to be Geshachten after the Matan Damim. Oh, at the same moment that the first Sar Lashem becomes Roy Feshchita, then the second Sar Lashem becomes Roy Feshchita. Here too, at the same moment that the Pesach Rishon becomes, David Fishman, please mute yourself if you'd be so kind. In the case of the first Karban Pesach, it becomes Roy at 12:01, and the second Karban Pesach becomes Roy also at 12:01. You choose it out, decide whichever one you want. So before we continue, that's the Makor for Rav. Now we enter the Kasha Leitrav. So to get to Rav's halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that we learned here in the top, the Chenish of Bezug Rishon, Yikrav, you have to have two mandiyam. Number one, Rav has to go and learn the din of, from the din of the Baal Mum Oiver. That just like by the Baal Mum Oiver, we say that it could be Nidche for a period of time, but after that it's not permanently Nidche, because Ein Bali Chaim Nidochim. So that's halacha number one. But even after that, so you have a choice now between Yiboy Hainak and Yiboy Hainak. We have to come on to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi says mitzvah barishon, and that's why Rav says take the remaining animal from the first sukkah. But now Mendy's point of about 5 minutes ago says he won the omitzes. Oh, yasheni mofchamim ano yevienu. However, if the two animals are not the same, if the animal from the second set is in fact better in some respect than the first animal, in which respect? It's larger, it's plumper, it looks prettier, it costs more, whatever the reason is, then in the end. So someone asked me, don't they all have to be the same? We learned in the Mishnah that it's got to be Shoven, Bimara, and Bidomim. You have to buy them at the same time. Number one, lechetchila. And number two, the shoven is in each set. You had your initial set of the two animals. So in that set, they also have to be, they both have to be the same. But here we're talking about the first set was nidcha, right? The first Azazel died. The shem is left over. I brought a brand new set. In that brand new set, the two animals have to be the same or identical. However, that doesn't mean they have to be identical to the remaining Lashem from the first set. It could be totally different. Anyway.
So hold on. So that would mean then that if the first set were two white goats, and the second set were two black goats,
mm-hmm.
okay, otherwise mm-hmm. identical. So if we take the remainder of the first set, we have a white goat Lashem,
mm-hmm.
and with the Azazel, we're doing a black goat Lazazel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
even though, so we're overriding. So rather than.
We're not overriding. No, no, kind of Hagrola, they have to be the same.
But only for the Hagrola. Only for the Hagrola.
But that set has to be the same.
Only for the Hagrola, but not for the Hakrova and the.
That's what it comes out.
Okay.
Exactly right. And that's what comes out exactly like you said. But according to Rav, even though the first one, the Lashem could be white and the other one could be black.
Completely dissimilar, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's only the moment of Hagrola they need to be similar.
Right, exactly. Exactly right. So we have the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan, and we've explained each one in detail. So now Rav says, I'm going to bring a riot to Rav, I'm going to bring a riot to Rav Yochanan. On the Rav, I think I'm a Sisi Kabasi to Rav. Well, Bryce, I'm a Kabasi to Rav Yochanan. Masisi Kabasi to Rav, Diktani. Im show shame mess, says Sha'ol Olav Agor Lashem, Yiskaim Tachtav. It's Mashma, the Idach Kirikoi, Koi. What does he want to mean? Back in the Mishnah we learned. What happens if the mess died? Then desha olav agoyer lashem yiskayim tachta. We do a new hagrola. We bring two new animals, and now the new lashem will replace the first lashem. Of course, because the first one died, so we have to have a new replacement. L'choira, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it shouldn't say desha olav agoyer lashem yiskayim tachta. It should say both new animals are going to be yiskaimu. Tachtehem. They're going to replace the first set. The one that is alive will replace the one that's dead. And in the second case, the new one that's alive will replace the first one that's alive. So why does the Mishnah use the expression only in the case of the dead one are we going to replace it with a live one? We should say even the live one is being replaced by the new live one. Is the chasimin arayi terav. That the only one that's being replaced is the one that's dead. But the one that's alive will continue to function as a real live Lashem. And we won't bring the second Lashem, we'll bring the first Lashem. And the original one remains in its power and its position. So that's the Choyah Shtarka Raya Turaf. We're now going to bring a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan from a Brice. A Brice and Kvasi Rabbi Yochanan. Diktani. Sheni, and you idea, and Sheni Shemzug Rishonim, Sheni Shemzug Sheni. Rashi says that the Braisa is taught as an adjunct on our Mishnah. And it's explaining our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that Sheni Yira, and we had at the very beginning of today's blot, a machloik is between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Sheni? Which Sheni? Is it the Sheni of Zug Rishon or the Sheni of Zug Sheni? Guess what? That's what the Braisa focuses on that very question. Diktani, it says in the Braisa, Sheni, that Sheni in our Mishnah, Eini Yodea, Em Sheni Shebezug Rishon, that's the Yira, and that would be like Rabbi Yochanan, Em Sheni Shebezug Sheni, or is it the Sheni Zug Sheni that is Yira, and that would be like Rav. Kishu Oimer says in the Pasuk, Yomad Chai, I learned from that, V'loi Shechamei Remeis, it's only in a case where the Yomad Chai, that the Azazel continues to live, but not when its chaver died. So, what does that tell us? Is it Zug Rishon, Zug Sheni? I don't know what that means. Frankly, my mashma, what are those words? Yomad Chai, V'lo Yishikvar Omad. Ah, it's coming to tell you that if you have a pair of Seir, and we did a Hagrala, one is Sar Lashem and one is Sar Lazazel. Unfortunately, the Sar Lashem died. And therefore, the Sar Lazazel was until now Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. That was Azazel. It was still alive. It was the Chaveira. It was the Shem that died. We're Magril, and we bring a new set. Okay, so what happens? Do I say, so, okay, let's step back for one moment. After the first animal died, that is the Hashem, I don't know whether in actuality, but at least in theory, we could go and tell the Lazazel, okay, you get a break now. You don't have to stand there, Yom Adchai. Sit down, crouch, go and take a break because we have to wait for the Hagrola. Okay, so the animal takes a break and it sits down and it's having a good time and it's frolicking around or whatever. But it's not Yom Adchai, it doesn't have to stand there taut until like it did until now because we got to wait for the new Hagrola. And now we do a new Hagrola and we have a brand new Lashem. Okay, that'll replace the dead Lashem. But now we have a brand new Sir Lazazel. Should we reinstate the first one and say, okay, hey, sit, come, Azazel, stand up again. What are you lying there? Why are you walking around? Come back here, Yom Adchai. No. Yom Adchai v'lishikvar amad. It only stands once. It doesn't stand a second time. Meaning that it became nidcha. And therefore, which one are we going to use now for the Azazel? From the new Zug Sheni. So the Braisa therefore addresses our question directly, and it says, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that if I have a problem with the first set because one of them died, guess what? That whole set is nidcha. We're going to bring a brand new set, and we're going to use the brand new set and not the first set. Where do I see that from? From the fact that it says Yom Adchai, that Azazel is got to in the future go and be chai. However, if it was suspended because of the fact that the other animal died,
it was left standing at the altar.
It was standing at the altar, and it'll be left standing at the altar. Now, mamish, but close. If it already stood, then forget about it. We're not going to use it anymore. Okay. So, arrive from a mishnah, arrive from a brisa. So, if you want to know, let's go back to our mishnah now. At the end of the mishnah, it says, "V'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda." Remember, Rabbi Yehuda argued with the chacham, and they said that the sheni, where the sheni shebezug rishon, sheni shebezug sheni, that's the machloikis that we're talking about, is yira. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, it's yomus." "V'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda." What happens if instead of the animal dying, nishpach adam, Baruch Hashem, the Lashem lived, and Baruch Hashem, the Kohen Gadol, shechted it, and we have the blood inside the Mizrak, but unfortunately, at some point during the Avodah Nebuch, it poured out. Nishpach adam, it spilled. Then what do you do? Yomus ha-mishtaleach. Then the mishtaleach goes lemisa. Don't use that mishtaleach. Mesa mishtaleach. What happens if the mishtaleach died? Yishpach adam. Then you have to pour the dam out. Okay. So now, these words of Rabbi Yehuda, l'choira, ring beautifully according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rav, what should be the din? Nishpach adam. Unfortunately, I lost my Lashem, but the mishtaleach is still there. And I have to go and do a new hagrola, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm going to get two new animals and use the original mishtaleach. Why did it say yomus mishtaleach? And for that matter, the second case, mesa mishtaleach. What happens if the mishtaleach died? And I have dam bekois from the first animal. So what's the din now? Yishpach adam. Why should I go and pour the dam out? Leave the dam in the kos, bring do a new hagrola, bring do two animals. Now in this case, it's nishta zoi shver, because the whole machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is only the gabi balei chai, the dochet. Here there's no bal chai. If mesa mishtaleach and yishpach adam, that means both animals have already passed on. One because the mishtaleach died, and the other one, the Vashem, because it was geshach. So, but certainly in the first case, where you have nishpach adam, and the mishtaleach is still around and kicking, so I bazoi, why you must have mishtaleach? Use it for the ultimate shiluach la'azazel, and it's the second mishtaleach that will go either lemisa according to Rabbi Yehuda or yira according to Tanakama. Why would Rabbi Yehuda go and say yomus mishtaleach? It's bishleim of the Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Balechaim didoch mishem hachi yomus mishtaleach. I understand that perfectly. That's why yomus mishtaleach, because of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said once it's nidcha Balechaim didoch and permanently can't use it, go lemisa. El Rav the Amar Balechaim any didochin am I yomus mishtaleach? Use that mishtaleach for its initial purpose. Look to go lazazel. Chayashtarka raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. Omlech Rav, alid Rabbi Yudoi kamina. Kamina alibad Rabbanon. Says Rav, you're 100% right. In Rabbi Yehuda, there's no doubt about it. Since Rabbi Yehuda uses this expression, Yomus HaMishtaleach of the first set, it's crystal clear that the sheni that we're going to use is going to be the sheni shebezug sheni, not the sheni shebezug rishon. Ki amina, when I was talking about on the Omer Aleph that you use the Shenish Abzagrishan, I'll leave it Rabban, I'm talking about according to Rabban, according to Tanai Kama. And in fact, says the Gemara, according to Rav now, I understand beautifully the machloikis between Tanai Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlemi le Rabba ha-pligi, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. That in fact is their machloikis. Now, there are, the emesin, two machloikis going on at the same time. Because there's one machloikis whether it's Yira or Yomus. Granted, there's no question about that. But there's another machloikis, says Rav, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. What is their machloikis? That according to the Tanai Kama, we're going to use the Zug Shebezug, the Sheni Shebezug Rishon, because Ein Bali Chaim Nidachin. And according to Yehuda, I'm going to use the Sheni Shebezug Sheni, because Bali Chaim are Nidachin. Mishnah reads beautifully, according to me. Very clear machloikis, Tanai Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan my pligi, other than the machloikis Legabi Yomus and Legabi Yira, there's a chayra, no machloikis, because both the Tanai Kama holds that the remaining animal of the first set goes either Yira or Lamisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanai Kama or Rabbi Yehuda. And so says Rabbi Yehuda. They both say the same thing, that you use the sheni of the zug sheni. Only machloikis is, what do you do with the zug risha? So Rabbi Yochanan lechayra, the Mishnah is not picture perfect. That's why we talk said at the top of the Omid that if you look at the Mishnah is much more mashma like Rav, because now it is a crystal clear machloek between the Tanai Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, not only in the case of Yira and Yomus, but also Legabe, which one is the Sheni Shebezug Rishon or the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. In that respect, in Echanami, the Mishnah is not meduyuk like Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan is not phased, because Rabbi Yochanan says, fine, the Mishnah is taka not a riot to me, but I have a brisa, and the brisa is clear cut on point, just like I would. Fine. Now the Gemara wants to bring yet another raya to Rabbi Yochanan. This raya we're going to start now is a drop more complicated. Not that it's difficult, but one has to go through another Gemara Maseches Tumura until one can understand what the Gemara's kasha is here. So we'll start off with Gemara Tanan. We're going to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. She'ein chatus tzibur meisa. We learned in our Mishnah, says the Tanai Kama, you know why Yira? Because a chatus tzibur doesn't go to Misa. Hodi yachim, what happens if it will be a yachim? Ki hai gavna meisa. Even the Tanai Kama would also agree that it would go to Misa. So far, that's pretty straightforward. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan, Kirib Abba Omer Rav, Yom Rab Abba Omer Rav, Hakul Moidim Shneskaper, Bishaina Avuda, Avuda Mesa, then that's fine. El Rav Havelik Kemafishte Chatoislach Rayis Vim Raboishia Hevishte Chatoislach Rayis Meskaper Biachas Mehevasheni Tere. What's going on here? Okay, so let's go back to Hilchos Chomesh Chatois Mesos. As we know, among the five Chatois Mesos, one of them is a Chatos Shneskapru Baleha Biacher. And the classic case of the Chatos Kapra Baleha Biacher is that a person set aside a kizba or a seira for his karma chatos. Before he had a chance to bring it, the kizba seira had gemachta plater. He was mafresh a brand new kizba seira. He brought that kizba seira in the Beis Hamikdash for a carbon. Baruch Hashem, I've got my atonement for that terrible chait that I unfortunately did. Comes home, and his wife tells him, I got good news. The first kizba seira, you know, the one that you've been looking for the last, it came home, you got it. What do I do with that chatas? Unfortunately, it's halacha l'moshe Sinai that chatas goes l'misa. That's according to everybody, there's no shaila about that. What is the discussion over here? The discussion over here is what happens if he originally had his kizba seira, and the kizba seira went and made a plater, and before he had a chance, and he was mafresh a brand new kizba seira. So far the facts are identical with our first case. But before he had a chance to go and bring the new kizba seira, guess what?
Returned.
The first one returned. What do I do now? I got two behemoths in front of me. I have the one from the original that I had originally set aside, and I have now the new one which I set aside. Which one should I bring, and what happens to the remaining animal? And here we have now a machloikis between Rebbe and between the Chacham. where Rebbe says it's a Mishnah Masechtas Tevura, Miskaper Ba'achas Mehem, use either one, first or second, and Vashniya Thomas, and the second one will go to Misa. And the Chomer say, no. When do I say Chomish Chatois Meisois is Zidavka after Niskapru Balea Biachet? But if I have both of them standing in front of me, Shtein Oimdois, then one of them, of course, I'm going to have to choose, but the second one will be Roya, will not call the Misa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So far, so good. Says now, Rabbi Abba Omarav. Not as simple. It really depends which one we're going to bring now for the cart. It's taka true. Both the Rebbe and the Chum agree we can choose whichever one we want. And then the remaining one, according to the Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah, goes Lamisa according to Rebbe, and according to the Chum goes the right. Says Rav Abba Omarav, it really depends what the animal is that he's going to choose. Is it going to be the original animal, or is it going to be the new animal? Says Rav Abba Omarav, in a case where he's miskaper with the new animal and not with that original animal that ran away and that came back on the scene, in that case, that's where everyone would agree that the first animal, since had I not found the animal, it would have gone Lamisa, because the Skapro Balea Be'achet, even though we did find that animal before we had a chance to go and bring the carbon, but it's already kind of 1 foot in its grave, if you will, and therefore if I bring the... I could bring that animal. Both agree, you could. But if you didn't, if you brought animal number two, and you left over that animal number one, Divri HaKoil, that's the top of the Omer Aleph, HaKol Moidim Shneskaper B'She'en Avuda, Avuda Mesa. That if you didn't use the Avuda, meaning the one that was originally lost, but you used the new animal which was never lost, in the Skaper B'She'en Avuda, then everybody agrees, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, that Avuda Mesa, that the first one goes, Lamisa. Good. That's the din of Pamshas Kaper B'Achim. However, what happens if you use the avuda animal, the animal that was lost, and now you have the new animal which is left on the scene? That's where the machloikis is between Rebbe and Rabbanan. And that is, Rebbe says that since the whole purpose of being mafresh, the new animal, was as a replacement for the original animal, and now eventually I use that original animal, so that new one is now replaces the first one in its original status as being an avuda. That second animal replaced the first one on when I was mafresh it, and it was originally my afresh, of course, was to go and bring it for a cart, but it was the avuda substitute, or the avuda replacement. So even when I found the original one and I brought the original one, this second animal remains the replacement for the avuda, and therefore it's avud. It's a balanced kapel ba'acher. It goes lamisa. Or the rabbanon say no. The new one has nothing to do with the avuda status of the first one, and therefore that second animal goes l'raya. It's going to be raya. Okay, so what does that have to do with our case in our Gemara? Our case in our Gemara, we had a similar situation where I have my original Sohir Lashem, and now I have my new Sohir Lashem. And the question is, which one are we going to bring, and which one are we going to leave over? So Gemara said, Bishlam le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's the first one that I'm going to leave over, and I'm going to bring the second one, the new one. So that first one, that is HaKol Moidim Shiniskaper B'She'ena Avuda. The second one was never Avuda. The second one was from the brand new set. Then everybody would agree that Avuda Meisa. And therefore both Rebbe and the Rabbanan would agree with what we learned in our Mishnah according to the Tanakama. According to Rebbe Yehuda of our Mishnah. That Rebbe Yehuda says that in the Skaper B'She'ena Avuda, Avuda Meisa. Avuda meaning the remaining one of the first one. In our case, of course, it's not a case of avuda, but it's a case of it was a mace. But the and the mace was not that animal itself, it was the peer, its partner that died. Uh-huh. So therefore the Gemara likens it or establishes a parallel and is saying that in the Skapish Ein Avuda, which is what Rabbi Yochanan holds, use the new Lashem from the new peer, which was never offered. Its partner did not die. Or Hashem, they're both alive and well and fine. Use that second Lashem and don't use that first Lashem. So that first Lashem is in the Bechina, it's like the Avuda. Ah, Sishin Iskaper, Vishain Avuda, Avuda Mesa, and then that first one goes Lamisa, like Rabbi Yehuda just said. El Rav, Havale Kemafish Shte Achatois Lachrais. What is the Gemara saying according to Rav? What does Rav say? Rav says, go and use the Avuda, meaning go and shecht the original Sar Lashem. And now I have left over the Sa'ir Lashem of the second set. Okay, so according to, we had our machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, the Gabi, the case of the Chatos, that what happened in that case if you went and used the Avuda and you had left over the Eina Avuda. So what was the machlokes? Rebbe said, well, the Eina Avuda goes Lamisa, because that's the substitute, the replacement for the Avuda. Say the Rabbanan, no, it goes, it's going to be Roya. Says our Gemara, according to Rav, everybody should agree in our case that it goes Leroya. Why should everybody agree? According to Rabbanan, it always goes Leroya in this type of situation, because the Rabbanan hold that the new animal does not become a replacement Avuda, but it becomes a fine animal. And that's why in the case where you used the Chatas that had originally been lost and had been found, and you use that for your Karm Chatas, the second one doesn't go Lamisa. The second one is Roya. So in our case too over here, where Rav says that you're going to use the remaining animal from the first set, that's like the original Avuda, so then the animal in the second set will be Roya, which is fine according to Tanakam. However, let's talk now about the Rebbe. Even Rebbe that holds in a case where the original one was the Avuda, if you brought that one and now you have left over the Ein Avuda, it goes Lamisa, even Rebbe would hold in our case that it should not go Lamisa. Why not? Says Rashi, because in the case of the normal Karm Chatas, when you were mafresh the new one, you had basically given up hope on the first one. You looked for it, you couldn't find it, and you also had a Yish Midas, not a Yish Aloy Midas. Therefore, it's no longer on the radar screen, and you're using the second one. If and when you do find that first one, this new one was a replacement for that first one in every respect. And therefore, if you do ultimately use the first one, then the second one is going to have to go, unfortunately, in the Misa. But in our case, there was never anything wrong with the first Sar Lashem. It's the partner that died. The whole reason why I'm bringing a new Sar Lashem is because I have no choice. My hands are tied because the Torah requires a hagrala, except according to Reb Shimon that we learned yesterday. But otherwise, everybody holds you have to make a brand new hagrala. But do I really need a new Sar Lashem? No, I got this Sar Lashem is perfect. It looks great. It looks healthy. It looks wonderful. I can bring it. No problem. It's black. It's white. Whatever it is, it does a great job. The only reason why I'm doing it is only because the Torah requires that hagrala. And the purpose of that grog is really only to go and fill the place of the missing Lazazel that unfortunately died. But the Hashem was not necessary. Therefore, says Rashi, according to Rav, that new animal, if you will, is only Lachrayis. Lachrayis meaning when a person goes and takes any carbon, and he's afraid that maybe something's going to happen to the carbon. So he says, you know what, let's have a backup just to be on the safe side. See, here too, this new one is like a backup, because I don't really need it. I'm only doing it because that's what the Torah requires. So therefore, according to Rav, says Igmar, Havale kemafish shtei chatois lachrayis, it becomes similar to a case of shtei chatois lachrayis, where I don't really need it. I'm only taking it because the Rabbi Nishlam said I have to do a new agrol and I have to take it. Just use one of the two. Of course, in our case, it's not going to be Misachar B'Achas Mehen, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. So you have to go and take the Rishon. But once you take the Rishon, the Sheni is Tira. It should go Leroya. So why does Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah say that it goes Lemisa, Lechoya, it should be Roya, both according to Rabbanan and according to Rebbe? And if that's the case, I have therefore a riot to Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that it goes Lemisa. You know why it goes Lemisa according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because he says that the case is like the top line that it's talking about Shinuskapa Bishaina Vuda. We're going to be Miskapa with the Shani, Shabazuk Shani, and therefore the Avuda Mesa, the Shani and the Zugrishan will go Lemisa. So Rabbi Yehuda is directly on point. That's what we're going to use. We're going to go and use the Shani Shabazuk Shani, and therefore the Shani Shabazuk Rishan goes Lemisa, according to both Rabbi and according to Rabbanan, like we learned in Mesechtes Tmura with the additional explanation of Rabbi Abba Omer Rab. However, according to Rav, that we're going to use the Sheni Shebezug Rishon and not Bezug Sheni, and the whole reason why I'm bringing that Zug Sheni is only for, in a sense, like Lachrayis, because the Torah requires it, but not because I have any really intention of bringing that second one. So both according to Rebbe and according to Rabbanan, it should be Roya. Why does our Mishnah say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it goes Lemisa? Anthony Mark, Kimi Yom Rav, Rav. So look at the young mitzvah rishon. May ikara kin mafreshli ibud dami. Says the Gemara. Since we established back on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph earlier in this year, that Rav doesn't say you can bring either of the two. So in fact, it's not like the premise of your question, Raboishia, that you have shtei chatois lachrayis meskapa biachas mehen vasheni tira. That's not the case, because you can't be miskapa b'achas mehen. You dafka have to use the first one, and therefore when I'm taking now this new set, I know in advance that second one is going to be rejected. We're not going to go and use it, because they hold like Rabbi Yossi. Ah, it's going to be rejected. So then it becomes like a case, like a normal avuda and she'ena avuda case. Well, what would Rebbe hold in that case? Then it goes lemisa, just like by the chatas, that if you use the Ein Avuda, I'm sorry, if you use the Avuda, and now you're left over with the Ein Avuda, says Rabbi, it goes Lamisa. That's what Rav will say, Alibed Rabbi Yehuda, since Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, mitzvah v'rishon, the second one is going to be rejected, so therefore it's Kimafish li'ibud dami. That's why, in fact, according to Rabbi, Taka goes li'ibud, it will have a locha of Misa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So bottom line is, we tried to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara was doicha the raya and says we don't have a raya after all. And Amyachim, tomorrow we're going to continue in this machloikas to bring further raya, Rav and Rav.
Good luck.
Have a wonderful day. Yes.
We're